Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Eric Stolnick from the University of Georgia. I'm a master's student, and today I'll be presenting some of my thesis work on the morphological and developmental responses of chrysanthemum to night interruption with different red to far red ratios. So just to begin, chrysanthemum is a short day plant, meaning it flowers under winter conditions when the photoperiod is shorter. This is, again, a photoperiodic response. It's a subdivision of many broader photoperiodic responses, including tuberization in potato. It's also mediated by, at least partly controlled by, the phytochrome photoreceptor. And there's a little study on the flower promotion of short-day plants, so we hope to fill some of the gaps in knowledge and also just interest in my personal interest in the study. So if you haven't guessed already, our crop is Chrysanthemum morpholium, paradise pink, which was graciously donated by Ball Seed. It's a qualitative short-day plant, meaning it has a hard requirement for short days to promote flowering compared to something like a quantitative short-day plant like marigold, which will flower under long days but at a slower rate, so it just flowers at a quicker rate when in the correct photoperiod. So the current commercial production of Chrysanthemum morpholium is they are grown in the summer for fall markets. North Carolina is the largest in the southeast, so our neighbor to the north. There's an inherent problem with trying to grow chrysanthemum in summer for fall markets because it has the incorrect photoperiod, has long days. So what they do to overcome this is they use a daily physical darkening with opaque black cloth of the entire crop. So just an example of that, you can see that this greenhouse may look empty, but in fact it's actually an opaque black cloth covering the entire crop. So what we hope to do is improve on these current production methods by using overhead lighting fixtures, predominantly LEDs, to reduce the labor costs involved with covering and uncovering, and then also the materials of this fabric. So as I spoke of earlier, phytochrome is a photoreceptor. It's a dimeric photoprotein, so it has has an actual pigment and then also a protein connected to it. And it's present in two forms, phytochrome red and phytochrome far red. Phytochrome red has a peak absorbance in the red wavelengths. And what happens is red light hits the phytochrome pigment and changes its actual covalent bonding and the conformation into a new form. And since biologically speaking, form is function, it has an entirely new function. So people consider phytochrome red as the biologically active form, meaning that it can be translocated into the nucleus and affect gene regulation. In this case, phytochrome far red inhibits flowering. Like I said, it's dimeric, so it can interchangeably move between the two forms. Phytochrome far red also has a natural half-life of 2 to 3 hours, so in periods where there are no light, it slowly reverts back to its original biosynthesized form. But you can also use far red light to artificially lower the phytochrome far red. So to kind of highlight how we plan to use phytochrome manipulation in our night interruption, we're going to use this diagram. So on the X and Y, you can see that time and the relative amount of far red are like important together. So on the top here, you can see that this is a long day, and during the long days, so that there is these long days. And what we want to accomplish is moving away or transforming phytochrome far red back to the phytochrome red to remove that inhibitory signal to promote flowering. So this is what we're going to refer to as the flowering threshold here, is the taking away enough of that repressory signal. So during the day, phytochrome far red is in greater proportions because sunlight has naturally high red light. And that during the dark periods, there's a slower version of phytochrome far red. But this doesn't go past our our threshold, so ultimately it still inhibits flowering. But the goal of this research is to introduce chrysanthemum into night interruption high and far red light to artificially reduce the relative amounts of phytochrome far red past the flowering threshold in combination with its natural slow conversion to hopefully promote flowering. To kind of quantify the state of phytochrome in an actual plant, we use something called the phytochrome photo equilibrium. I've heard it referred to as the PSS in these talks as well. So it's just it's an estimated proportion of red to far red, and they estimate this based on just the average or the relative quantities of red wavelengths and far red wavelengths in any kind of ambient environment. It can be specifically defined as the proportion of far red to the total amount of any phytochrome. And we quantify it this way because we know that environments deficient in far red or rich in far red have specific physiological effects like stretching. So this is an easy way to quantify it without having to do actual protein extractions, which is costly and time-consuming. Some LED light-emitting diodes made this research possible. As we've heard in all of these talks, they're becoming more and more common in controlled environments and research. But for us, the main quality they possess is their narrow bandwidth of light. For example, this is a far-red LED we mapped just for this example. It's a low radiation far-red LED, but they produce very narrow bandwidths of light. But this is great because if you're trying to influence photoreceptors that have very peak absorbances, you maximize your photomorphological changes by also maximizing your specific bandwidths. So we have two hypotheses of the current study. One, that night interruption high in far red light will lower relative phytochrome far red and promote flowering. And two, that greater proportions of far red light applied during night interruption will increase plant height. So we conducted this research in a controlled environment. It's a walk-in cooler, a retrofitted walk-in cooler, where we monitored and controlled the lighting, CO2, temperature, humidity, and irrigation. On the left is a little glimpse of it. So as far as the actual spectral composition and intensity of our 14-hour photo period, you can see it right here, with peaks high in blue and red and very deficient in far red, with 361 micromoles total. And then you can also just visually show you our environmental conditions. So on the bottom here, we have our temperature, which was at 65 degrees Celsius. Above it's the relative humidity, and above that in gray is the CO2 concentration. And you can see where we've got a little complacent and needed to change our CO2 canister. So for our experimental design, we use Chrysanthemum morifolium, Paradise Pink, Ruby cuttings, and once we received them, we potted them immediately and put them into a 14-hour photo period and a 10-hour dark period and acclimated them for 1 week. We used a complete randomized block design consisting of 6 blocks. Each block had 9 experimental units with 2 chrysanthemums each. To these blocks, they received one of 3 night interruption periods. So at the beginning here, you can see night interruption was in the first 200 minutes, so right after the photo period. And here, one received in the last 200 minutes of, so right before the photo period began. And to this, it also received the placement of a far red LED that peaked at 730 nanometers. And by placing a far red LED on, like, polarizing it by one side of the blocking unit, you create this natural distribution of far red light, where directly underneath it, it's very rich, and the further you go away from it, it becomes less and less. But the red to far red ratios, we introduced our main lighting fixtures while we did night interruption at 10% of their total power to get a broad spectrum of phytochrome photo equilibrium. So as you can see, underneath it is very high, and moving away, you increase your phytochrome photo equilibrium. So again, get into some results. There was a flowering response. The photo you can see here was one I took, not some generic photo off Google. And so we originally saw one of our treatments. Well, let me begin. There was no significant effect between the phytochrome photo equilibrium and a constant range between flowering time. But we did see a trend that's kind of hard to see in here, but the trend of mean days to flower on the Y. So we saw that the night interruption applied in the middle of the night, began flowering quicker than the others. This is hard to interpret because the actual number of flowers in these is unequal. So there's no error bars here. That's because only one plant flowered. So if this study had continued, I think you would have seen a greater difference and it would have formed a little more significantly. But just to show you that the flowering percentage of just yes or no was much higher in the middle of the night, which is maybe not what we expected at the beginning, because we hypothesized that applying it at the beginning of the night interval would reduce the phytochrome far red proportions more than later in the night, and you would see a greater flower percentage, but this is not exactly what we saw. For our second hypothesis, we also expected to see some kind of height differences, so basically shade avoidance, so environments high in far red light would have stretching of their inner nodes. And we did see this, but we also found that height differences from the actual phytochrome photoequilibrium were also dependent on the application time of night interruption. So if you applied night interruption at the beginning of the SCOTO period, there'd be no real height differences from the far red treatments. But as you moved later in the night, you saw greater and greater differences as you increased the far red intensities. So our greatest height increases were actually at the end of the night period with really high far red intensities. Just a visual representation of this. So on the top here is just a row of one of our blocks. It's a night interruption period at the beginning. So you can see there's no real difference, not a significant difference. But when compared to applications at the end of the night period, we compare that, the total or the maximum heights, you can also see that there's a fairly strong gradient, like we thought there would be, but where you stack your far red on one side and you can see the natural height differences from it. So two main conclusions we drew from this: chrysanthemum flowered quicker when exposed to night interruption in the middle of the dark period, and night interruption high in far red light increases plant height when applied later in the dark period. So we had maybe more questions come up than that were answered by our study. So future work, we'd really like to see higher replication numbers with higher sample size, so maybe tease out some of the actual differences in the phytochrome photoequilibrium. And then also applying it to in a greenhouse, since if it doesn't work there, it's kind of pointless. And then also characterizing other physiological aspects, just to give a more rounded approach to the whole characteristics of these plants. I'd also like to thank our support, and I can take some questions. Yes.
Do you have a control group where you deliver
anything like that? No. No. So we tried to keep everything congruent, and with the space that we had in our walk-in cooler, it was either between having one rep in a control or kind of considering the plant on the very end that received little to no far red as the control. So we just had to go with the higher reps.
And is that where you receive the PPE on the
Correct. So it's like less far red, higher phytochrome photoequilibrium, or PSS. Yes?
How many micromoles of far red light do you have from your low far red to your high far red?
So underneath of it, there was a slight error just from the LEDs themselves and the drivers, but it ranged from 100 micromoles to about 88. And then on the far end, where it was really low, it ranged from, I think it was 8 to 10. So there was quite a stark difference. We used a fairly high intensity far red LED to get these effects. Yes?
Did you try using pulse width modulation or did you
For which part of it? No, they were not. They were controlled using a data logger and a electrical relay, so we had them timed, but they were not pulse width. They weren't, no. It's just a DC current, a DC loop. It was just on and off for the actual night interruption. But the drivers we used for our fluence bars were PWM controlled, so we could get that 10% of their full power to introduce some red into it.
Okay.
the environment. Any other questions? All right, thank you very much.